In Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds Hillary Clinton and previous secretaries of state failed to follow guidelines to avoid security risks when using personal emails for official business. The report was to have been released Thursday, but State Department officials hastily called a news conference Wednesday to answer reporters' questions about the findings after they were leaked. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government. He signed the coalition agreement in the Knesset with his new partner, nationalist Avigdor Lieberman of the Yisrael Beitenu party. Lieberman is a polarizing figure in Israeli politics. He takes a hard line on relations with the Palestinians. He'll serve as the new defense minister. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told U.S. President Barack Obama of his country's profound resentment over a former U.S. Marine's involvement in the killing of a Japanese woman outside an American military base. Mr. Abe made the remark at a joint news conference with Mr. Obama just ahead of the G7 summit in Japan.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets.
The group of seven leaders began their summit on Thursday with a visit to a Shinto shrine. The leaders will later discuss such issues as maritime security, health initiatives, the fight against terrorism, and the empowerment of women. A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadia Savchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. This is VOA News.